The Review with Dan, Neil and Sean, on a day when football, actual football, is not top of the agenda. We are going to revisit.
Speak for yourself. Yeah. I've got my Ruben Amorim tactics board out here.
We've just parked the gutter, which was recorded before this, and we are going to revisit what feels like a lifetime ago already. Liverpool 1, Arsenal 0 from yesterday. Lineups, Sean, as expected for us, McAllister makes it. I say as expected, the is probably another decision to make it right back for Liverpool. We wondered whether Szoboszlai would be a one-off, but he's in again there, and it feels like, regardless of where Bradley or Gomez are, you know, it's a real statement from Slot to say these two games, these two massive games, not only are we going to put faith in Dom in that position, but we know that he can deliver for us what we need in terms of getting on the ball in certain areas, inverting, looking after his man, all of that. What does he give us, just being in the side, but also in that position?
I think it's interesting, in one of his interviews, actually after the game, I can't remember which outlet, it was where he mentions I'd had a long chat with the manager. I found that really quite interesting in a positive way, because everything you see personally from the pair of them, they seem to be exactly on the same page. And I think through every great Liverpool team, there are just certain footballers that maybe on occasion the fan base are maybe wondering why they get as many minutes as they potentially do. Mm-hmm. And there's some footballers that just tend to play multiple positions, and you can trust, maybe under Klopp you can make an argument that the sort of Jordan Henderson and Joe Gomez and James Milner types perhaps in there in that conversation. I think with Dominic Szoboszlai, his humility for the team is incredible. I think just the work rate that he puts in his athleticism. I'm sure we've all seen a lot of the social clips and analysis from the game where he does that 210-yard basic sprint where he sprints forward on the break and then sprints all the way back. You know, his athletic ability is one thing, but to have the mindset to keep going and work as hard as he does, not every footballer is like that, even though they've got the potentially the athletic ability if they're lucky enough to be able to do it.